Welcome to the podcast series The New Student Pharmacist, where we discuss chemistry and pharmacy, as well as leaders in pharmacy careers, community, and chemistry and pharmacy research. We encourage you to support the work we are doing and follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts by subscribing for free. Note, the views on the podcast represent those of my guest and I.
Purpose of these episodes not at all for advice or medical suggestions. These are aimed to provide support to peer pharmacists in training in educational and intellectually stimulating ways. Again, these are not at all for medical advice or medical suggestions. Please see your local board and state certified health professional. The views of this podcast represent those of my guests and I.
Title: Waves of Discovery, a Caribbean drama setting, a vibrant research facility on the Bahamian coast. The bright Caribbean sun casts a warm glow over the laboratory filled with advanced equipment. The sound of gentle waves serves as a soothing backdrop. Characters: Dr. Lila Nevis, a passionate Bahamian molecular biologist; Professor Charles Winthrop, a renowned British biochemist. Act 1, The Meeting. Dr. Lila Nevis is seen examining cell cultures under a microscope. Professor Charles Winthrop enters the lab, his eyes bright with curiosity. "Professor Winthrop, Dr. Nevis, I've heard your research bridges cancer and neuroscience through the Golgi apparatus."
"Dr. Nevis, indeed, Professor. The Golgi apparatus, often overlooked, plays a crucial role in cellular functioning, especially in disease pathology." They walk to a large screen displaying cellular images. Act 2, Unveiling the Mystery. Dr. Nevis, in cancer, the Golgi apparatus is pivotal in cell signaling and apoptosis. Abnormalities in its function can lead to unchecked cell growth. Professor Winthrop, fascinating. In neuroscience, it's crucial for neurotransmitter storage and release. Any dysfunction could lead to severe neuronal disorders.
Dr. Nevis, exactly. Our latest research shows that Golgi disruption may be a common thread linking neurodegenerative diseases and certain cancers. They review data on the screen, pointing out various patterns and anomalies. Act 3, The Caribbean Context. Professor Winthrop, how does this relate to the Caribbean context, Dr. Nevis?
Dr. Nevis, our environment, lifestyle, and genetic makeup here in the Bahamas provide unique insights. Studying local cancer and neurological cases gives us a different perspective on Golgi apparatus roles.
Professor Winthrop, a fresh approach indeed. The environmental factors, coupled with genetic diversity, could offer new pathways for treatment. Act 4, Towards a New Horizon, they turn to a chart showing potential therapeutic approaches.
Dr. Nevis, we're exploring targeted therapies that can correct Golgi dysfunction. This could revolutionize how we treat both cancer and neurological disorders.
Professor Winthrop, this collaborative effort could be groundbreaking. Your insights from the Caribbean, combined with global research, could lead us to new frontiers in medicine.
Dr. Nevis, together, we can turn the tides in our understanding of these complex diseases.
Act 5, The Promise of Tomorrow. The scene shifts to a peaceful Bahamian beach at sunset. Dr. Nevis and Professor Winthrop stand looking out at the horizon.
Professor Winthrop, your work, Dr. Nevis, is not just for the Bahamas but for the world. The Golgi apparatus, a minute part of the cell, yet so powerful in its influence. Dr. Nevis, yes, Professor. In these waves, I see hope, for cancer, for neuroscience, and for future generations. The Golgi apparatus, our tiny beacon of hope, could lead us to safer shores. They stand in contemplative silence as the curtain falls, the sunset casting a hopeful glow over the scene. End of play title, Tides of Discovery, a Caribbean drama dramatis personae, Dr. Zara Johnson, a Bahamian molecular biologist Professor Charles Edmonds, a British biochemist narrator, sets the scenes and mood. Act 1, Scene 1, on the sunlit shores of a Bahamian beach, Dr. Zara Johnson is setting up a mobile lab. Professor Charles Edmonds approaches, carrying research equipment. Narrator, in the heart where the Caribbean sun meets science, two minds converge. The shore, where waves whisper secrets of the deep, is their sanctuary of discovery. Dr. Johnson, excitedly, ah, Professor Edmonds. Welcome to our tropical lab. Here, we're as close to the heart of nature as we can get. Professor Edmonds, admiring the surroundings, indeed, Dr. Johnson. It's vastly different from my London lab. The perfect place to discuss our recent findings on the Golgi apparatus and its implications in disease treatment, I presume? Dr. Johnson, precisely. Our focus is on how the Golgi apparatus can be targeted to improve treatments for tropical diseases, a subject close to my heart. Act 1, Scene 2, the scene transitions to the inside of the lab, where Dr. Johnson and Professor Edmonds are examining slides under a microscope. Professor Edmonds, the Golgi apparatus, a cellular cornerstone, has roles in protein modification, crucial in disease pathology. Dr. Johnson, yes, and considering the prevalence of vector-borne diseases here, understanding these cellular mechanisms could be key to groundbreaking treatments. Act 2, Scene 1, the scene shifts to a Bahamian village where Dr. Johnson is talking to the locals about their work. Professor Edmonds observes, taking notes. Dr. Johnson, to the villagers, our study is not just about advanced science, it's about finding real solutions that resonate with our community's health needs. Professor Edmonds, to Dr. Johnson, I admire your approach, Dr. Johnson. Bridging complex biochemistry with practical, local impact is truly commendable. Act 2, Scene 2, back in the lab, Dr. Johnson and Professor Edmonds are discussing their findings. Dr. Johnson, our initial results indicate that manipulating the Golgi apparatus could enhance the efficacy of certain antiviral treatments. Professor Edmonds, intriguing. This could potentially lead to a paradigm shift in how we approach treatment development for tropical diseases. Narrator, as the sun sets, casting a golden hue over the lab, the two scientists continue their work, fueled by the promise of their research and the harmonious blend of their diverse backgrounds. Act 3, Scene 1, the final scene shows Dr. Johnson and Professor Edmonds presenting their findings at an international conference. Dr. Johnson, today, we not only present a scientific breakthrough but also a testament to collaborative international research. Professor Edmonds, our journey from the Golgi's microscopic maze to potential treatments is a reminder of science's unifying power, transcending oceans and borders. Narrator, as the curtain falls, Dr. Zara Johnson and Professor Charles Edmonds stand together, a symbol of hope and unity, their work a beacon guiding the way towards a healthier world. End of play, title, Golgi Flow, beat starts with a deep bass and a steady rhythm, chorus Golgi Flow, in the cell's dynamo, stacking up, breaking down, in a bio rodeo. Sorting out, from within, to the membrane it goes, got that cellular swag in its molecular prose. Verse 1, yo, I'm diving in deep, to the cell's core, where the Golgi apparatus rules the floor. Stacks on stacks, cisternes the formation, biochemical station, life's foundation. Process, modify, proteins and lipids, secretory pathways, ain't no gimmicks. In the ER, where the journey begins, to the Golgi, where the real game spins. Bridge from cis to trans, a transit story, molecular tailoring, in all its glory. Sorting signals, vesicles in the queue, destination set, precision true. Chorus Golgi flow, like a cellular boss, intracellular traffic, ain't ever at a loss. From the nucleus command, to the membrane toss, Golgi's the king, never takes a loss. Verse 2 check the glycosylation, it's a sweet ride, adding sugars, with a master's stride. Mannose, galactose, sialic acid trend, complex patterns, that signal send. Lysosomes enzymes, Golgi's dispatch, break it down, recycle, another batch. Diseases lurking, when Golgi goes rogue, science on the beat, across the globe. Bridge intracellular postman, with a sorting hat, addressing proteins, swift and combat. Modifications on point, no debate, in the cell's mailroom, it's more than great. Chorus Golgi flow, in the cell's grand show, molecular marvel, watch it glow. Science and rap, in a harmonious blow, Golgi apparatus, the star of the bio. Outro so here's to the Golgi, in every cell, keeping life running, wonderfully well. This hip-hop tale, a microscopic view, Golgi apparatus, we salute you. Beat fades out with a synthesized melody, title, The Mystery of the Golgi's Quest Dramatis Personae, Sir Leonard of Biomere, a passionate molecular biologist. Lady Eleanor of Chemistry, a wise and experienced biochemist. The Golgi apparatus, an ethereal representation of the cell organelle, guiding the protagonists in their quest. Duke of Disease, a foreboding figure representing illness and malady. Messenger RNA, a swift and informative character. Chorus of cells, representing various cell types. Act I, the quest begins. Scene 1, the laboratory of Sir Leonard. Sir Leonard is surrounded by scrolls and flasks, deeply engrossed in his research. Lady Eleanor enters, bearing a tome titled The Golgi Apparatus, The First 100 Years. Sir Leonard, ah, Lady Eleanor, in this chamber of thought, a puzzle perplexes, and answers are sought. The Golgi, a labyrinth so intricate and fine, in the dance of the cells, how does it entwine? Lady Eleanor, good Sir Leonard, the Golgi's enigma is deep, a sorter, a packer, its secrets it keeps. In diseases it falters, in health it prevails, a key to the cure, in its function unveils. Scene 2, the ethereal realm of the Golgi apparatus. The Golgi apparatus appears, shimmering and speaking in riddles, hinting at its role in cellular pathways and disease. The Golgi apparatus, in corridors of cells, I reign with subtle might, modifying proteins, in darkness and light. In my folds, the cure for maladies might rest, understanding my nature, is your noble quest. Act 2, the challenge of the Duke of Disease. Scene 1, the Duke's dark domain. The Duke of Disease boasts about his power to disrupt cellular functions, gloating over the confusion he causes in the Golgi apparatus. Duke of Disease, H.A. In the maze of the Golgi, I sow my seeds, twisting pathways, amplifying misdeeds. Cancer, Alzheimer's, my banners unfurled, in chaos and disorder, I conquer the world. Scene 2, the laboratory of Sir Leonard. Sir Leonard and Lady Eleanor, with the guidance of the Golgi apparatus, delve into the mysteries of protein folding, trafficking, and the implications in disease treatment. Lady Eleanor, see here, Sir Leonard, how the Golgi might falter, when the Duke's dark hand causes proteins to alter. In this balance, a clue for treatment we find, to restore order, and to disease, unbind. Act 3, the revelation and triumph. Scene 1, the laboratory, a new dawn. Sir Leonard and Lady Eleanor, after much toil, discover a novel way to manipulate the Golgi to counteract the Duke's influence. Sir Leonard, Eureka! A method to the madness we bring, harnessing the Golgi, a therapeutic spring. With this knowledge, the Duke's power will quell, in the quest for cures, our triumph will tell. Scene 2, the Duke's defeat. The Duke of Disease, weakened by the newfound understanding of the Golgi's role, retreats into the shadows. Duke of Disease, curse thee, seekers of wisdom, your victory is nigh, but know this, in the shadows, ever shall I lie. Yet in the light of science, your torches burn bright, in the battle of health, you champion the fight. Epilogue, the laboratory of Sir Leonard. Sir Leonard and Lady Eleanor reflect on their journey, acknowledging the Golgi apparatus's central role in cellular health and disease treatment. Lady Eleanor, so ends our quest, with wisdom anew, in cells and their organelles, truth we pursue. The Golgi, once enigmatic, now an ally so dear, in the quest for health, a path now clear. Sir Leonard, to future explorers, our tale we entrust, in the realm of biology, in science we must. For in the smallest of structures, great secrets reside, in the pursuit of knowledge, let curiosity be your guide. The chorus of cells concludes the drama, singing of the ongoing journey of scientific discovery and the endless quest to understand and combat disease. Title, The Secret Chambers of Life, a Shakespearean discourse on the Golgi apparatus. Dramatis personae, 1. Lady Sibylle, a learned molecular biologist. 2. Lord Alky Moore, a wise biochemist. 3. The chorus, representing the voice of the Golgi apparatus. Act 1, Scene 1, in a grand library filled with ancient tomes and modern scrolls of scientific knowledge. Lady Sibylle and Lord Alky Moore stand near a large window, gazing at a model of a cell. Lady Sibylle, pray, Lord Alky Moore, gaze upon this wondrous realm, the cell, life's secret chamber, holds the helm. Behold the Golgi, like a phoenix rising, in disease's cure, its role quite surprising. Lord Alky Moore, I, Lady Sibylle, this organelle so fine, doth process proteins, in a line so divine. In maladies grim, it holds a key, unlocking treatments, setting captives free. Chorus, O Golgi, the courier of cellular fate, in thee, life's secrets intricately gestate. Within thy layers, life's potions are brewed, in health and sickness, thou art keenly viewed. Act 1, Scene 2, the scene shifts to a vision of the Golgi apparatus at work, magnified and wondrous. Lady Sibylle, see how it sorts, like a skilled alchemist, proteins and lipids, in a mystic mist. In cancer's dark hold, it plays its part, offering insights to science's art. Lord Alky Moore, and in genetic ills, where errors run deep, the Golgi's pathways, secrets they keep. CRISPR's sharp scissors, with precision they snip, guided by Golgi, on this healing trip. Chorus, in the dance of molecules, the Golgi leads, through vesicles and enzymes, life proceeds. In its labyrinthine folds, cures may lie, a beacon of hope, under the microscope's eye. Act 2, Scene 1, back in the library, Lady Sibylle holds a scroll depicting a disease. Lady Sibylle, behold, this malady, a foe unseen, ravages life, with hand so keen. Yet in Golgi's wisdom, an answer we seek, to bring back health, to the frail and weak. Lord Alky Moore, a quest of merit, Lady Sibylle, we embark, in Golgi's corridors, to light a spark. From this organelle, a new dawn may rise, a cure for the ailing, a noble prize. Chorus, O seekers of knowledge, in nature's grand hall, listen to Golgi's silent, yet resounding call. In its secret chambers, lies nature's decree, unlock its doors, and set the future free. Epilogue, Lady Sibylle and Lord Alky Moore stand resolute, as the chorus fades into the shadows. Lady Sibylle, in this endeavor, our spirits unite, in Golgi's realm, to seek the light. Lord Alky Moore, together we stand, in science and lore, to unravel life's secrets, forevermore. The curtain falls as they return to their studies, the model of the cell glowing softly in the dimming light. End of play. Title, Golgi Groove, a beat drops, rhythmic and engaging, setting the stage for a fusion of molecular biology and the urban rhythm of hip-hop. Verse 1, Yo, in the cell's metropolis, it's the Golgi's reign, sorting proteins and lipids, in its complex domain. Stacked like pancakes, cisternae they call em, in the bustling cell city, it's the Golgi that's ballin'. Transport vesicles coming in, fusion and fission, life-modifying proteins, with surgical precision. Mannose to glycoproteins, a sweet addition, Golgi's the master chef, in its cellular kitchen. Chorus, Golgi groove, in the cell's flow, sorting, tagging, running the show. In the dance of life, it's got the biochemical moves, Golgi groove, Golgi groove. Verse 2, lysosomal enzymes, tagged with precision, mannose 6-phosphate, that's the Golgi's decision. Shipping out vesicles, to destinations right, like FedEx of the cell, it's shipping all night. Intracellular traffic, it directs with flair, from the ER to lysosomes, it sends cargo everywhere. Secretory pathways, exocytosis in play, Golgi's the orchestrator, in the cell's ballet. Chorus, Golgi groove, making moves unseen, in the cell's hustle, it reigns supreme. Crafting the rhythm of life's molecular tunes, Golgi groove, Golgi groove. Bridge, in disease, it whispers secrets we strive to hear, in Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, its role is clear. A target for therapy, a beacon in the storm, in the Golgi's hands, cellular fates are born. Verse 3, CRISPR tools slicing, with accuracy keen, Golgi's pathways guide, in the genetic scene. In this microscopic world, where wonders never cease, Golgi's the artist, painting cellular masterpiece. From Golgi to cytoplasm, vesicles in a race, delivering cargo, to the right cellular place. Biochemical journey, in this microscopic groove, Golgi's the maestro, making the cell move. Chorus, Golgi groove, in life's intricate weave, in the tapestry of cells, it's the thread we perceive. In the rhythm of life, it's the beat that proves, the power, the magic of the Golgi groove. The beat fades out, leaving echoes of the Golgi's vital role in the symphony of life. Title, Tides of Discovery, A Caribbean Drama Dramatis Personae, Dr. Zara Johnson, a Bahamian molecular biologist, Professor Charles Edmonds, a British biochemist narrator, sets the scenes and mood. Act 1, Scene 1, on the sunlit shores of a Bahamian beach, Dr. Zara Johnson is setting up a mobile lab. Professor Charles Edmonds approaches, carrying research equipment. Narrator, in the heart where the Caribbean sun meets science, two minds converge. The shore, where waves whisper secrets of the deep, is their sanctuary of discovery. Dr. Johnson, excitedly, ah, Professor Edmonds. Welcome to our tropical lab. Here, we're as close to the heart of nature as we can get. Professor Edmonds, admiring the surroundings, indeed, Dr. Johnson. It's vastly different from my London lab. The perfect place to discuss our recent findings on the Golgi apparatus and its implications in disease treatment, I presume? Dr. Johnson, precisely. Our focus is on how the Golgi apparatus can be targeted to improve treatments for tropical diseases, a subject close to my heart. Act 1, Scene 2, the scene transitions to the inside of the lab, where Dr. Johnson and Professor Edmonds are examining slides under a microscope. Professor Edmonds, the Golgi apparatus, a cellular cornerstone, has roles in protein modification, crucial in disease pathology. Dr. Johnson, yes, and considering the prevalence of vector-borne diseases here, understanding these cellular mechanisms could be key to groundbreaking treatments. Act 2, Scene 1, the scene shifts to a Bahamian village where Dr. Johnson is talking to the locals about their work. Professor Edmonds observes, taking notes. Dr. Johnson, to the villagers, our study is not just about advanced science, it's about finding real solutions that resonate with our community's health needs. Professor Edmonds, to Dr. Johnson, I admire your approach, Dr. Johnson. Bridging complex biochemistry with practical, local impact is truly commendable. Act 2, Scene 2, back in the lab, Dr. Johnson and Professor Edmonds are discussing their findings. Dr. Johnson, our initial results indicate that manipulating the Golgi apparatus could enhance the efficacy of certain antiviral treatments. Professor Edmonds, intriguing. This could potentially lead to a paradigm shift in how we approach treatment development for tropical diseases. Narrator, as the sun sets, casting a golden hue over the lab, the two scientists continue their work, fueled by the promise of their research and the harmonious blend of their diverse backgrounds. Act 3, Scene 1, the final scene shows Dr. Johnson and Professor Edmonds presenting their findings at an international conference. Dr. Johnson, today, we not only present a scientific breakthrough but also a testament to collaborative international research. Professor Edmonds, our journey from the Golgi's microscopic maze to potential treatments is a reminder of science's unifying power, transcending oceans and borders. Narrator, as the curtain falls, Dr. Zara Johnson and Professor Charles Edmonds stand together, a symbol of hope and unity, their work a beacon guiding the way towards a healthier world. Title, Waves of Discovery, a Caribbean drama setting, a vibrant research facility on the Bahamian coast. The bright Caribbean sun casts a warm glow over the laboratory filled with advanced equipment. The sound of gentle waves serves as a soothing backdrop. Characters, Dr. Lila Nevis, a passionate Bahamian molecular biologist, Professor Charles Winthrop, a renowned British biochemist. Act 1, The Meeting, Dr. Lila Nevis is seen examining cell cultures under a microscope. Professor Charles Winthrop enters the lab, his eyes bright with curiosity. Professor Winthrop, Dr. Nevis, I've heard your research bridges cancer and neuroscience through the Golgi apparatus. Dr. Nevis, indeed, Professor. The Golgi apparatus, often overlooked, plays a crucial role in cellular functioning, especially in disease pathology. They walk to a large screen displaying cellular images. Act 2, Unveiling the Mystery. Dr. Nevis, in cancer, the Golgi apparatus is pivotal in cell signaling and apoptosis. Abnormalities in its function can lead to unchecked cell growth. Professor Winthrop, fascinating. In neuroscience, it's crucial for neurotransmitter storage and release. Any dysfunction could lead to severe neuronal disorders. Dr. Nevis, exactly. Our latest research shows that Golgi disruption may be a common thread linking neurodegenerative diseases and certain cancers. They review data on the screen, pointing out various patterns and anomalies. Act 3, The Caribbean Context. Professor Winthrop, how does this relate to the Caribbean context, Dr. Nevis? Dr. Nevis, our environment, lifestyle, and genetic makeup here in the Bahamas provide unique insights. Studying local cancer and neurological cases gives us a different perspective on Golgi apparatus roles. Professor Winthrop, a fresh approach indeed. The environmental factors, coupled with genetic diversity, could offer new pathways for treatment. Act 4, Towards a New Horizon, they turn to a chart showing potential therapeutic approaches. Dr. Nevis, we're exploring targeted therapies that can correct Golgi dysfunction. This could revolutionize how we treat both cancer and neurological disorders. Professor Winthrop, this collaborative effort could be groundbreaking. Your insights from the Caribbean, combined with global research, could lead us to new frontiers in medicine. Dr. Nevis, together, we can turn the tides in our understanding of these complex diseases. Act 5, The Promise of Tomorrow, the scene shifts to a peaceful Bahamian beach at sunset. Dr. Nevis and Professor Winthrop stand looking out at the horizon. Professor Winthrop, your work, Dr. Nevis, is not just for the Bahamas but for the world. The Golgi apparatus, a minute part of the cell, yet so powerful in its influence. Dr. Nevis, yes, Professor. In these waves, I see hope, for cancer, for neuroscience, and for future generations. The Golgi apparatus, our tiny beacon of hope, could lead us to safer shores. They stand in contemplative silence as the curtain falls, the sunset casting a hopeful glow over the scene. End of play.
Thanks for listening to the podcast series The New Student Pharmacist, where we discuss chemistry and pharmacy, as well as leaders in pharmacy careers, community, and chemistry and pharmacy research. We encourage you to support the work we are doing and follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts by subscribing for free. We are so glad that you were able to tune in today. Note, the views on the podcast represent those of my guest and I take care and all the best.
These views do not reflect the guest or interviewee today. These are solely the views of the original podcast host. This is my father's world. I rest me in the thought of rocks and trees, of skies and seas. His hands the wonders wrought. 2 Corinthians 5:20 We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. With that in mind, if you are curious about the growing success or progress of the podcast host, or any of his guests who are persons of faith, here is an optional open invitation to hear the gospel. In the words of Tim Keller, here is the gospel, quotes is, the gospel is this, we are more sinful and flawed in ourselves than we ever dared believe, yet at the very same time we are more loved and accepted in Jesus Christ than we ever dared hope. So if you are interested, feel free to pray this prayer with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. In your name. Amen. If you believed that, you are now saved and a child of God. Take care. God bless, and look for Bible teaching churches or gospel-based churches to grow and develop in Christ.